recording, so we're ready to go. All right. Good to see every one of you today. We are, hope everybody had a good week.
Yes.
Ready to
get fed.
Give some time to the Lord.
Amen.
Do you have any more questions, sister, before we get started?
No.
Okay.
No, I learned that just recently about the boy.
Well, see, a lot of times you'll see people do shows, and they'll catch a boy bee, a drone, and they'll say, oh, look, they're harmless. And you put them in your mouth, let them run around in your mouth, and then open your mouth and let them fly out. Well, you won't do a worker bee like that. You talk a little about that bee and you get done. Her stinging it. So the boy bee is not
there. But you gotta know that it is the boy bee.
Yes, and the boy bees are really big. They've got big eyes. They're really fuzzy. You can tell them.
Okay.
You can tell who they are.
All right,
now, here we go.
They're big and fuzzy. We don't worry about them.
Yeah, if they're big and fuzzy, don't worry about them.
The big eyes. The ones that stunned me was definitely a girl.
No doubt. Them girls, you make them mad now, I'm telling you. Them girls. See, the boys are so calm and nice. The girls, don't bother them little girl bees. They'll pop you. They will pop you. But remember, if something stings you and you do not see the stinger, it's not a honeybee. Honeybees always leave their stinger in your body.
Amen on that.
Right? And if you watch, when they fly off, they leave their venom sac. They leave their venom sac, and that thing's still doing this.
Yeah.
So don't ever do this or do this, because you're pumping it right into your body.
Right.
Take a credit card or a knife or even take a hairpin out and scrape it off.
Do they die after that?
Oh, yeah, they die.
That's why
a bee waits till the very end to sting you, because they know they're going to die. They know it's the last thing they're going to do. Because when they... It has a barbed hook, so when it goes into your flesh, the barb stays into your skin, and then the bee flies off. Well, you can see this string of stuff, and it's its gut and the venom sac. And that venom sac, like you said, I've seen it. I'm on my hand. You hold it like that, and you watch it going for a minute. It'll keep pumping that venom in your body, but they don't even bother me anymore. I don't even swell up.
So is that like committing suicide for them?
Yes, that's pretty much kamikaze. They're not returning back. Yeah, they are no good anymore. All right, let's talk about the Lord here for a minute.
I'll be glad when all this killing is in cows and pigs and chickens and bees.
Why? Why God killed animals? Can I ask you one more question? God killed animals. You know what? If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. He killed them.
That's right, he did.
So... And I don't mind eating them. And we may not eat. We won't eat them over there. That's fine. But now I'm still in this old boy.
Yep.
And I like to eat.
You pick a bee and you killed it.
Huh?
You pick a bee and you killed it.
Right. So I mean, starve to death and die if you want to. I'm gonna eat. All that stuff, honestly, all that stuff to me is a non-issue. I mean, you know, they don't. Do they feel? Who knows? And really, who cares? Because God didn't care whether they felt it or not. So.
I think he cared.
If you die. Because there is a person there. But with an animal, listen, an animal is just no more. It's not a person. So it's something put on this earth for us to use. It's the creation of God. Amen. But I like to go back. He killed the goat. I mean, he killed the lamb, pulled the skins off.
That's right.
That wasn't too good, but that's just the way it is.
That's right.
It's just the way it is. On this side, that's just the way it is. You know what? This is just a space of time about that big.
Okay.
To an eternity where we don't have to worry about it.
That's right.
So, I don't worry about it here, because it muddles your brain too much. You're thinking about other stuff. For whom? Wait a minute. Let's go back. How did I get scrolled down to here?
I know.
Man. But you know, hey, you know that you can do this. You know all that, right? You can highlight it. Rebecca, get the card up.
I'm still trying to get on my surface. So.
Okay.
So she's watching and learning what you're doing.
Okay, all right. But if you'll mash that, if you'll mash that, you know, they won't do it here, but if you mash that, it'll highlight that scripture, and then you go over to that little thing over there. You can do all kinds of stuff with it. You can send it out for scripture of the day on your Twitter or Facebook, or you can send it as an email. You can highlight it yellow if you wish.
Ta-da!
Wow.
So what that does is that marker, that tells me where we stopped, and I cut it off a minute ago while y'all were talking, but it was pink.
Yeah.
So I know that's where we stopped at, and that's where we start our reading. So it's a bookmark. That's what it's called, a bookmark. All right, let's see. We were talking about hope last time. We were talking about adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Verse 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Everybody understand what that means? How many times have you felt like praying for somebody, didn't have one clue that they were going through a trouble, or that they were sick, or that they had just been a wreck, but the Spirit did? So it sent a message to you and said, you need to pray for this person. So I'm telling y'all people, I said last night, this whole thing is connected to God and human flesh on this earth. Mm-hmm. All judgment is given to man. I read you in the Bible. Judgment is not from God Himself. It will be at the judgment seat. It will be judged with all those people around here. Because remember, that's the great thing about this message. I'm telling you, I know if I'm born again, I do not have to stand in that judgment, right, in front of the judgment seat.
That's right.
But that I am now transferred to the judge.
That's right.
Not the accused. Because remember, Brother Brown said, he took your place. He stood accused, paid the price, so that you don't have to ever have to pay it again.
That's
so
right.
If you're born again, you never have to pay that price.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what happens to you.
That's right.
You do not have to pay that price. Brother Brown said, you're already judged. So if you're already judged, I'm just going to take what he said.
That's right.
But then what does that transfer to you being? That transfers you being the judge. Because you're the Word made flesh, and the Word judges everything. Not the Word of the Bible. God's not going to stand up in the day of judgment and flip through the 66 books of the Bible and condemn people with it. What's He going to do? Turn around and say, didn't you? You, whoever, didn't you ride? Didn't you witness to this guy? Yes. And he turned it down. Yes.
Right.
Who's the judge, really? I mean, that person judged herself.
Right.
But it was through you.
Right.
There has to be a righteous, in other words, listen, you've got to have a righteous to judge the unrighteous.
That's right.
You can't have, well, everybody's righteous. Well, everybody's unrighteous. Well, see, that's the denominational world is everybody's unrighteous except for Christ. And everybody's going to have to stand at the judgment seat and give an account. Now, not that one, the white throne judgment. The bride does not stand in that judgment. Now, we do have a judgment. We know that because of what Paul said. But we do not ever stand before the white throne judgment. Ever. We're the judge. Because I'm going to read you this afternoon. We hang a lot on the Son of Man in Revelation 1 that says the Son of Man glowed, girt about the paps in bride form. Finish reading the whole thing. His feet are like brass. Brass is always in the Bible judgment. Or judge. Brass. So what is it? It's the bride judging the world. To me, that's really just very simple. And you know what? That don't make us... If you think you're going to walk around this world and go, this whole world's going to be judged by me. Well, see, there's your attitude.
That's right.
Which is wrong. So if you don't change it, you might be the one standing in the front.
Absolutely.
Quick point. Say something.
That's okay. The thing is, what you're saying, if I'm going to be there, my
if,
life,
I'm going to be there.
Okay.
But my mindset can't be like I'm that. That's Jesus going in. It got to be the new birth. Because I'm
right.
saying right now, hit my mind when you said that. I know, but if I had to judge Pete Currier for my dog.
Sure.
And I was
sure.
talking to the Holy Spirit
sure.
this morning about that.
Sure.
There's a lot of people I know did me wrong.
Sure.
So would I be standing with that and say, you know, I didn't testify to him.
That's right.
But the thing is, you did wrong to me.
Sure.
My mindset would go back and I'd say, okay, I'm going to fix you for what you did.
Right. Well, see, that's power without character.
That's right.
Power without character is satanic. You will use it wrong every time.
So I'm not what I want to be.
Right.
That's the deal.
Okay. That's why we're getting this.
That's exactly right. Because we come to brotherly kindness.
Okay, but that's
you forgive him.
You forgive him.
Doesn't matter if he kills you. Doesn't matter if he kills your kids. You forgive him.
But if you didn't testify to them,
somebody will.
And
they won't be a person standing at the white on judgment that hasn't been told something, because you can't judge them by that.
Okay.
If you don't have something given to them.
But I'm judging them from the person
yes.
in me.
Well, yeah, here on this side.
Since it has nothing to do with it. So it's
but two, you got to remember, and we'll read this next Sunday because I picked it up last night or this morning. If you've done to the least of my little ones, you've done it unto me. Now there's your judgment.
That's right.
Good or bad.
But you,
we always like to go with the good, but the bad also.
So the people that done you wrong at the time, don't judge me. You ain't gonna,
that's
you
why the Bible says don't judge them. They will be judged. That's the hardest thing for us to do is to back off and say, okay, in other words, don't have to say this out loud, but you say, okay, look, if you don't change, you'll get yours.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line, you'll get yours.
You
just let it go. That's what the problem is, though. We don't let it go. That's our problem.
That's right.
We let it fester and we make a case. And like Daddy said, we make a case against them and it's all their fault.
Okay.
But a brotherly kindness says, we've got, and I do too, we've all got to say, it's my fault first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's my fault first.
Okay.
You got to say, it's my fault first that Pete acts like he does.
Yes.
You got to do that. No, don't open your mouth. Yeah, see, that's the whole thing. You got, I saw her, she was like, really? Yes. Yeah, see that? That reaction right there.
You know, I don't know why God brought it to me.
The Bible even says, the Bible says, what did Job say? Well, not my Job, but one of them says, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him.
That's right.
Now, see, that takes it way up here.
That's right.
That ain't down here. That's way up here.
That's right.
Though God slay me,
yet
I'll trust him.
That's right.
What? What? You have a problem with that?
Though God slay him personally, he's going to trust him. That doesn't come into what she's saying.
Yeah, it does. Yes, absolutely it does. Because though God slay me, you gotta look at that guy and say, though that guy slay me, slay my family, whatever, I'll trust God, but I can't harbor that in my heart. I have to leave that judgment to God.
Right. But if I didn't took the change and all this...
But remember, though, that won't be the end of it, because God will judge that person by what he did to you.
Yes.
So it's all connected.
Yeah.
It comes right back.
Yes.
Because at the white throne judgment, if he killed your whole family,
okay,
but you forgive him, but still, you forgive him. He's got to ask forgiveness from God. If he never asks forgiveness, he'll go to the white throne judgment and he'll be judged by what he did to you.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So leave the judgment to him. That's why it says judge no man. That's kind of strange because the Bible says judge no man and then we're to be the judge of the world. But you judge no man in that way. You're not to judge anybody in that way. That's why the Bible says don't take a brother to court. You're not supposed to take a brother in the Lord to court. Well, that's man's deal.
That's right.
The Bible says, I didn't read it last Sunday, but it says take the least in your congregation and let them judge you. Not the preacher and not the deacons and not the elders. It says take the least among you and let them do the judging. Well, that's pretty good. But if you got the Holy Ghost, if you'll listen to it, it will be the judge. Okay? Can we get to our subject here?
Okay.
All right. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for. for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. In other words, we don't know why we pray for so-and-so or why we have a had a person on my heart this morning. Brother Keith Potts, Brother Claude Weisinger's church, they put him in the hospital. He can't hardly walk. I think he may have gout. But when they come on your heart, just pray for them.
That's right.
Don't sit there and wonder what they're doing.
That's right.
Please, people, spare the details.
Okay.
When you come up to be prayed for, don't give a 15-minute dissertation.
Exactly. Exactly.
The Spirit already knows what you're up there for.
Amen.
Well, everybody else don't have to.
That's right.
And he that searches the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So he's already made intercession for us. Now, these saints is not like, see, you take it to the Catholic Church. They say, oh, well, there it says you, the saints are going to make intercession. Well, not, they ain't talking about that. We're the sainted ones. They ain't no, there's no dead saint.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
All saints are alive.
That's right.
Okay. Even the ones that's over in the sixth dimension, they're alive. If they come back here before their time, they're Hanks.
Right.
Granny always ends a bunch of Hanks. All right. That happened last week. I'm not turning that fan off, though. I promise you that. Because what the Bible, I can't get off this judgment thing. The Bible says judgment starts where? House of God. If man would have took that, because man in the olden days took the Bible and wrote laws. You can see some of the junky laws we got in the United States was written from the Old Testament. They had defense cities. Well, yeah, you're innocent until proven guilty.
That's right.
So they get all that from the Bible, but what happened is man's idea, like I was telling last night, that bug got in the ear, I kind of like that because that's a good analogy because those bugs eat the tree down. Well, they didn't literally eat a tree.
No.
That's an analogy parable. You can't eat the tree of life.
Right.
The tree of life never been eaten.
Amen.
But the effects of that, and what happened, the old bug got in the ear.
Okay.
Put the bug in the ear. The bug got in the ear of the people, and the preachers started preaching things that was not right, and the people just took it and made it a doctrine. Because God never made these false doctrines.
No.
Man makes false doctrines.
That's right.
He that searches the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know. Here's his whole point to that last three scriptures. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. All right, now let's analyze that for a minute before we get to this part. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now, can we interpolate?
Yes.
And we know that all things work together for the good to them that are born again. Because a lot of people in this world say, why, God, why did you do this to me? Or why did God do this to me? And they're not born again. Well, I tell you why. Because you're not a child. Is that okay?
Yes.
All things work together for good to them that are born again. Because if you're already born again, your soul's already eternal. How much more do you want? To them who are the called, not just called, the called according to his purpose. We all have a purpose here. Alright? But we are the called. Because remember, many are called, few are chosen. But now if you're the called, you're him. You're God.
That's right.
Because watch this right here. For whom he did foreknow, we talked about this last night, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. His Son is what? Son of man, the eternal God in human flesh.
That's right.
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He was, but we are. Because remember, we are the church of the firstborn. We get what he gets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
That's right.
So, I I mean, this just clears up, this one scripture clears up predestination, because and I run into people in the message that just says, this is predestination. Now, Brother Brown said it's not God putting you in a tube and pulling you through that tube.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's the way most people see predestination. I was this seed, and I hadn't used them so long, they got dead. I was this here, so I'm going to be this here. That's true.
Okay.
That's true. If you were in the mind of God, a seed of God,
right,
the Word of God, you always was.
Amen.
And you're going to come.
That's right.
You're going to come.
That's right.
All right? But, that word right there. So what comes first? This is first. This is second. This is third.
Okay.
Everybody got that? Foreknowledge comes first. He thought of you as being bride or not bride. And then this is your journey. Because Brother Brown said predestination. Predestination is predestiny determined.
Right.
That's that line, I think. Right? But those who he foreknew, he put you in this line.
Exactly.
Amen? And then what happened was, though, those who he foreknew, he did predestinate. What does predestined mean? Destiny determined beforehand. Where is it determined beforehand? Beforehand.
That's right.
Destiny determined before. Brother Brown said what? Predestination looks back to foreknowledge.
Okay.
Foreknowledge looks to destiny. Okay. This is your life.
That's right.
From beginning to end.
Amen.
And you didn't have that. That was in the mind of God.
Okay, that's right.
But predestination looks back to foreknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Foreknowledge looks to destiny.
Right.
Those who he foreknew, he did predestinate. Mm-hmm. Okay? Everybody all right with that? Mm-hmm. Any questions? Pretty simple. Those he foreknew,
right,
he did predestinate.
Amen.
All right? So then he could take whatever you want to call it, a seed or a... Well, I just say word. Word of God always was, always will be. Not a Bible.
Right.
It's not a Bible. It's what we have to use to get our point across, but it's not a Bible.
That's right.
It's the Word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. Dwelt among us. And that's why last night we said we'll be judged by the Word. Well, what is the Word? The Word is God in human flesh. If it's just a word laid on pages, it's dead.
That's right.
It's
right.
Just dead. Right. That does no good until it goes into somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Right? That does no good.
That's right.
We had some Bibles come in the post office, Gideon Bible. There was a stack of cases of Gideon Bibles that high. Good idea, good job, put them in the motel, but you know what? If somebody don't pick that thing up, it'll just burn with the rest of the world. But it's the Word of God.
Amen.
It's the letter,
amen,
that God wrote.
Amen.
With what she was talking about a while ago, will that person be judged because in God's foreknowledge she was a Christian?
Yes. But now you got to remember, by foreknowledge, I'm saying this is eternal.
Right.
This is not. This is somebody else. This is a sinner.
Right.
Got it?
Right.
He wasn't the Word,
right,
so he's not here.
Right.
That's why Brother Brown made that analogy with the priest. He drew the circles, and he went like this. He said, that's, in other words, that's the predestinated. The woman at the well, if you want to say, whatever it is. But when he drew the other, I ain't drawn this thing. People done took all my stuff. But what happens is what? Brother Branham said God looks at the Pharisees and he's what? Blacked out.
Okay.
Why? Because of he knew what they would choose. Right?
That's right.
He knew what they would choose. Predestination, to me, honestly, people, is one of the simplest doctrines ever to come out of the mind of God.
Okay.
Simplest in the world.
That's right.
And it explains a lot.
That's
It does.
Because you take, like Brother Dale said last night, you take these people, said you said this seed doctrine, you always was eternal. I agree with that. If you say the word is a seed, okay?
Okay.
But I want to ask you a question. We're going to read it this afternoon. There's somebody sows that seed. Matthew 13. The Son of Man is the sower. God in human flesh is the sower of the seed.
Amen. That's right.
That's where the ministry comes in.
That's exactly it.
That's right.
So those he foreknew, he did predestinate.
Uh-huh.
He saw your journey all the way from beginning to end. Therefore, he could have the word ready for you.
Yes.
You come right down this line, and it's not God pulling you through a tube. Actually, it's your choice.
That's right. That's right.
It's your choice to be right here. You either can be here or here. It's your choice. But he foreknew before the world who would and who wouldn't. Brother Mount covered that. Who would and who would not.
That's right.
But he gave them a chance.
Yes, he did.
Judas, he gave Judas a chance to be a part of this.
That's right.
Gave him every opportunity in the world to be a part of this. And he what? He rejected it.
Right.
All right. Is that all right?
Yes.
So those he foreknew, he did predestinate. That's why I'm telling you. The reason God wrote this word was because he saw what part we would need when we got here.
Amen.
There's your seed. The seed. Everybody wants to make it some little sperm or some little wiggletail something. The Bible, we'll read it this afternoon. The parable of the sower. The sower is the Son of Man. The seed is the what?
Word.
When I hear Brother Brown talk about a seed, I do not, my brain now does not go to a literal, little.
Right.
Dot. When I hear him talk about the seed, I go straight to the Word of God.
Right. Exactly.
Straight to the Word of God. And it's the Word made flesh, not just the words on the page. So that's, to me, predestination is just so, so simple. Because remember, without the... where's my... Let me borrow your shirt. Luis has got to interpret today, so he's got to go. But look, without Brother Branham, but remember, even without Brother Branham, this was always in the Bible, right? This is always in the Scripture. For whom he did foreknow, we can read that. That's third grade reading. That's plain English, King's English, actually. Thank you. But now, most people, this is predestination. None of this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not it. Those who he foreknew. So what comes first? For knowledge. Those who he foreknew, he did predestinate.
That's true.
Predetermine your destination. He predetermined your destination not by his desire. Because all 7 billion people in this world, if God desired it, would become the Word and would go right down through here and then... But you know what? That would be so like a robot.
That's right.
That would be so inhuman. That would be a robot. You'd be going, okay, I'm going to live my 70 years and then I'm going to heaven. You know, no. He still gives us choice. We got choices in here. That's why I drew that squiggly line. We still make choices because we got this thing.
Yeah.
Timbo.
He did it by knowing our choice that we would make.
Do what now?
He predetermined us by knowing our choice that we would make.
That is correct. Yep, that's what I've been saying.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So it is your choice. Everybody's got a choice. So then, guess what? If we chose this part, we don't go to the white throne judgment because we're covered in him. But this foreknowledge and predestination judges these people over here. Even though, listen, it's like I said before, think about it. When Jesus came out of the grave, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Why didn't he just zap the devil, get rid of all the demons, kill all the... He can do that. Why didn't he just kill them all? And say, okay, all right, bride, come out. Come out, come out, wherever you are. No. You don't call your kids into existence either, do you?
No.
You have to go through a birth process.
That's right.
And you have to go through a conception process.
Amen.
Right? So, that's the same way with God. He runs in continuity. He couldn't just all of a sudden walk up and go, well, we're going to do away. We're not going to even have a New Testament. We're just going to have all my people here, all my kids, devil go up. No, he didn't do that. Because when he said that, we're going to get to that. When he said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me, guess where we were? We were in that man. That was the Son of Man. And if the Son of Man is to come back in the end time, we got to say the same thing he says. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. Because when your body's changed, you can say that. You can say, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me, because there's no dimension can hold you. There's no devil can hold you. Death's been destroyed. That you got no sorrow, no pain, no agony. Hey, when you get a body change, come on. All power in heaven and earth has been given unto you. We're working toward it. We're getting there. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, according to foreknowledge, those who he did predestinate, he called. And you answered. He called and you answered. Many are called, few are chosen. Why are the ones chosen? By election. Like what a preacher said one time, election is what? Voting. God voted for you, the devil voted against you. You swing the vote. Right? Either 2-1 this way or 2-1 this way. You swing. That's why it's called election. You're the elect. Why? Because you chose God over the devil. That's a very simple thing. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called,
that's right,
them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So if God justifies you, that means you're going to continue on to glorification.
Amen.
Amen. So that's a really good promise there.
Amen.
What shall we then, Paul, let's give a summation of all this I just talked about. If God be for us, who can be against us? You know. Because if God didn't justify him, he was the justifier and of the justified.
Right.
And he also glorified us. We can't glorify ourselves.
That's right.
Then what can we say to this whole thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? Right? He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In other words, through Christ, this is that summation of Romans 17. If children, then heirs with God, joint heirs with Christ. Now, Paul's picking that same thought up down here in this verse we're talking about. Because if you're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, how shall he not with him, with his Son, also freely give us all things? Give us all things. All right? Who shall lay anything? Because look. Now listen, there are natural judges on this earth that have done things wrong that will have to be judged for, and we see now that they've done, you know, they do all kinds of stuff. But that's human stuff. We're talking about God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
God Almighty, who shall lay anything to the charge of God alone? That's not what it says.
No.
What has he just transferred it to? Is he led? So then we should not have a problem with who's going to be the judge. There's your answer. Who shall anything? Because remember, that's the glorious thing about this whole part. And I want to make this kind of plain. And there's things we've done in our life that was wrong.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
And we may have done them with somebody else.
Right.
In our younger life and the things that we did, we may have done them with somebody else. But do you know what? If you've been forgiven of that person hadn't forgot it. But God and you already forgot.
Amen. Amen.
So who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Amen.
Folks, our charge card's empty. We have zero.
That's right.
But now when that person walks up to the white throne, he may still have, or she may have in their mind, what's he doing up there? What's she doing up there?
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But you got to lay back on what God said.
Amen.
God said He put it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. Now, if He said never to be remembered, that's what I said. If we're standing out here, back here judging, we can't have. Are you going to have to stand out there?
Exactly.
Who can lay any charge to God to lay?
Exactly.
You can go billions that way and 100 billions that way, and there's still zero.
That's right.
There's no account charge to you. That's what we're going to see, I believe, I hope, when we come to the change of the body. Because our problem with change of the body is we make a list of things we do.
That's right.
We talk too much. We don't do this. We do this. We don't pray enough. We don't read the Bible. We don't do. We got a list. It's something I call a laundry list.
That's right.
Well, now what did that just say? And look, he don't make a list. It's already been in the Bible. It's already been here forever. So it's just something we're trying to believe. Is that okay? He has spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay... Let's see what that means right there. Who shall bring a charge against? What? God's elect. It is God that justifies. So guess what? Declares righteous. He has declared you righteous.
Right.
Right? Is that okay?
Yeah.
He has declared you righteous. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again. Wouldn't have mattered if God died. Christ died.
Right.
It's that He rose.
Right, okay.
It's that He rose.
Okay.
Right? Because many people died saying they were Christ. Right? Remember Caiaphas said all that one took 400 out in the wilderness and we ain't heard another thing from him. He said he was Christ. All these other false prophets and false Christ. Christ had died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. What? The little things we do.
That's right.
And He's not interceding for our soul.
Okay.
Hmm? No, He does not. Because actually, that is the soul of God standing there. That is part of you standing there. It's the intercession for the little things that we do as we're climbing up the steps of the Pergamum.
Yeah, but okay, when I'm standing, if I'm standing there, and that person says, what you doing there? And he's going to remember what I did, but I can just say, that's in the sea of forgiveness. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at that moment, the person, whoever that is going to be standing there, is really not going to be... To me, that's just an analogy.
Okay.
They're not going to really be standing there looking through the crowd trying to find somebody that committed adultery or committed to this or, well, he stole a bank with me. Like, no, they're going to realize that if somebody's standing up there and somebody's standing here and they got white robes and they're standing and they're in young bodies and this person's standing here in the body that he's standing in. And been a place where really wasn't nice for the last 1,000 years. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's not going to be up there, like Daddy said, he's not going to be... The argumentative people that's going to come to the white throne are the religious people. Not the sinners.
Okay.
Not the sinners. The religious people.
Okay.
That was my anniversary present to June. That's all we got to each other. Yesterday was our 39th wedding anniversary.
Oh, anniversary!
I tell him it's the same woman. She said it's not. So. All right, let's go.
You know why people can't see that? They're thinking in our brain.
Right.
God, you're talking about you all of this foreknowledge before. We didn't know that.
Nope.
This little brain.
No, that's the human brain that you gave me.
And that's what.